This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. Thank you, everyone, for coming. We're continuing Masechta Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Let's see. The Gemara says as follows. Amar Rav Acha bar Avia said, Boy b'marava. They had a shayla in Eretz Yisrael. We learned yesterday that a mother-in-law is not believed to say that her son died because she hates her daughter-in-law. What about a woman who's not yet the woman's mother-in-law, but may be one, may be her mother-in-law one day? How's that possible? She'll be her mother-in-law if this woman falls to Yibam to her son. So in other words, she's saying to the woman, your husband died. She's not her mother-in-law. But now that the husband died, she might end up doing Yibam to her son. So the question is, how badly does a mother-in-law hate her daughter-in-law? Does she even say, even though right now she's not my daughter-in-law, but she might become one, so I hate her already. Just the thought of the possibility of her being my daughter-in-law engenders hatred in me, so I hate her now, even though right now she's not my daughter-in-law. It says, Amar v'acha bar Avia, boy b'marava, they had a shayla in Eretz Yisrael, chamoisa haba la'acha mikan, a future mother-in-law, mahu, mimoska adaita de mizbal, does she think, well, the husband died, v'nafla kame yavam, she's going to fall to the yavam, v'sanyala, then I'm going to hate her, so I hate her already. I lie. Or does the hatred of the mother-in-law not make her proactive regarding hating her in the future? Meaning, is the hatred not so bad that it's not going to make her try to mess her up because of the future possibility that she might be a mother-in-law? Okay. Tashma, come in here. Amra Meis Bali. We had in the... We're going to quote a Mishnah later. She said, my husband died, and then my father-in-law died. So in this case, she's basically saying she's allowed to remarry, and her mother-in-law is allowed to remarry. So we say, Tinase, she could get married, v'tito ksuba, she collects her ksuba, v'chamayis asura. The mother-in-law is asur to get married. She's not believed to say, she's believed to say her husband died, she's not believed to say her father-in-law died. My time of chamois asura, why is the mother-in-law asur? Lav misham da'amrinan, isn't it because we say that regarding the mother-in-law, loy ba'ala mayis, we say this woman, her husband didn't die, v'loy chamia mayis, and her father-in-law didn't die. Why is the daughter-in-law saying that the father-in-law died? V'had the kamarach, and that which she says this is the kukul al chavaisu, the kamachavna, is because she's trying to mess up her mother-in-law. Savra, she thinks, here's the thing. Right now, she figures like this. L'basar shaita lo tesi titzaren. After my husband comes back, I don't want her to bother me. Why does a daughter-in-law hate her mother-in-law? Because the mother-in-law always tells her son, you married a rotten wife. She can't cook, she can't clean, she can't raise the kids, and she's not a good wife. That's all she tells her son. So the daughter-in-law hates the mother-in-law because the mother-in-law is always complaining about her. But wait a second. How could the mother-in-law, in this case, why would the daughter-in-law hate the mother-in-law? The daughter-in-law is saying her husband died, so there's no way for the mother-in-law to tattle on her and to tell her husband how bad she is. Well, she just said her husband died. So why would we say, well, she should not be believed, she's trying to mess up the mother-in-law? Well, why does she hate the mother-in-law? Oh, because the mother-in-law is tattling. Yeah, but right now there's no one for the mom-in-law to tattle to. But the answer is, I hate her now because I know in the future when my husband comes home, she's gonna harass him about me. So we see that hatred causes you to do something because of the future. So just like by a daughter-in-law will hate her mother-in-law because of the future, why don't we say a mother-in-law will hate her daughter-in-law because of the future? Says the Gemara, Savra, she thinks the basar shaiti lo tasi tetzara. I don't want afterwards her to come and bother me. Says Gemara, no, there it's different. Dilma shani hasam deragish lo tzara. In the case of a mother-in-law, the daughter-in-law already started to hate her. So once she experienced the intense hate of a mother-in-law, she'll figure out, she'll think about the future. Oh, I want to mess her up because I don't want her bothering me in the future. But in this case, where this woman was never the mother-in-law yet, so she never experienced the hatred to a daughter-in-law, that she's not going to think about how bad it's going to be in the future. You only think about the future if you already started to experience the hatred. Like a daughter-in-law who already started to experience the hatred of the mother-in-law, so she'll try to mess her up because of what the mother-in-law might do in the future. But a mother-in-law to be, who never felt the tsar of a daughter-in-law, so we don't say that she's gonna because of hatred think about the future. Let's see the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah that we've had quoted before in the Masechta, and now we get to see it alive in real time. Eid Oimer Meis, one witness says your husband died. Vinises, and she married. Uba Echad Va'amar, and someone came and said, Loimes. And Eid Echad said, no, he did not die. One Eid said that the husband died and the woman got married. And another Eid Echad came and said, no, he didn't die. Hare Zulay Teitse. She doesn't have to leave the second husband. By the way, that implies the only reason she doesn't have to leave is because she already married him. But if she wouldn't have married him, maybe she would have to leave. Eid Oimer Meis, if one witness says the husband died, Ushnayim Oimerim Loimes, and two say he didn't die, Afal Pishanisis, even though she married already, Teitse, she must leave the husband. Shnayim Oimer Meis, two say the husband died. The Eid Oimer Loimes, and one Eid says the husband did not die, Afal Pishanisis, even though you didn't marry, Tinase, you're allowed to marry, you could rely on the two Eidim that the husband died. Okay, so far so good. Says the Halakha Gemara, Taima Dinaseis, the reason why in the Reisha, if one witness says the husband died, and one witness says he didn't die, the reason why you're allowed to stay with the second husband is because you already got married before the second aid came and say no, he didn't die. The reason is Dinaseis. Ha Loinaseis, but if you didn't get married, Loitinasi, you can't get married L'chachila. Why? Isn't there a rule, whenever the Torah believes one Eid Echad, it's like two Eidim, Va'amar Ula, didn't Ula say, Kamakam Shamina Torah Eid Echad, whenever the Torah believes in Eid Echad, Harei Kan Shnayim, it's like you have two Eidim, Ve'ein Dvarav Shal Echad, V'makam Shnayim, and the power, the strength of one witness does not stand up to two. Whenever the Torah believed one Eid, it's like that has the strength of two, and the words of one do not stand up, b'makam shnayim. Says the Gemara, hachi kamar, this is what it means to say, eid echad oimer meis, if one witness says that he died, not that she married, v'hitiru alinase, and Bezdin gave a heter for her to marry, then if one eid comes and says no, he didn't die, you don't have to not follow that original heter. So it's what the Mishnah means to say is if an eid echad said the husband died, not and she married. Doesn't mean and she went ahead and she married, but one eid said that the husband died and the Bezin said you could follow that aid, then even if another aid comes and says that he didn't die, then you're allowed to follow the original heter. But that implies if one aid says the husband died, and before Beis Din gave her heter to marry, an aid echad comes and says, no, he didn't die, then the halacha is, you can't get married. You can only get married once Beis Din formally accepted the testimony of the one aid that says the husband died. The Holy Mishnah continues. Aid oimer meis, one witness says he died. And two say he didn't die, even though she married, Tetzei. Says the Gemara, Pshita, it's obvious. The Ein Dvar B'Shalachem Lakim Shnayim. One witness says the husband died. But if you have two witnesses that say he didn't die, even though she already married, she has to get divorced. Of course, she has to get divorced. Pshita, the Ein Dvar B'Shalachem B'Makim Shnayim. Says the Gemara, Laitzricha. You know what it's talking. You know what the chiddush here is. You know what the chiddush is, that if one aid says mace and two says loy mace, she has to get divorced. The two aidim that says she didn't die, that he didn't die, are pasul for aidus. We're psule aidus. Let's say two women or two avadim chid Reb Nechemya, like Reb Nechemya. The Tanya Reb Nechemya Oimer, Kamakim Shamina Torah Eid Echad. Whenever the Torah believed in Eid Echad, even a kosher aid. Nevertheless, even though it has a status of two, but that's only if one person contradicts it. But Halachacha Roiv Deos, we're going to follow majority opinion. Va'asu Shtei Nashim, and they made two women, Be'ish Echad, against one man. Kishnei Anosh Meshachad, like two men against one man. In other words, you know what the chiddush here is? You have one witness that says the husband died. Even if two psulim say he did not die, you have to get divorced. Because even though we believe the aid, but not against two witnesses, even if those two witnesses are psulei edos. And where do we have this? Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis. I'm sure you remember from Daf Pei Ches Amud Beis. Now this is saying that even though you had a man, Eid Echad, that said the husband died, if you have two psulei edos, two women, two avadim say, no, he did not die, you got to get divorced. Because we only believe one so long as you don't have the contradiction of two. But if you have two contradicting even two psulim, they will uproot even one kosher witness. And now the Gemara brings an alternative view that the halacha that we believe two psulim against one is two psulim against one woman, not against one man. Two psulim would be believed against one woman, not against one man. Ibaisema. Or if you want to, you could say, Kol hecha da'asa eid echad kasha meikara. If one aid came originally, afilu me'anashim, even if you would have 100 women, then ke'eid echad amin. That's like one witness, and they can't uproot the kosher one witness, which is viewed like two. But rather, you know when we believe two psulim against one? Ela kagoyin da'asa yisha meikara. It's talking about where a woman came originally. The Tirtzel Reb Nechemya Hachi, interpret Reb Nechemya's words as follows. Reb Nechemya Oimer, Reb Nechemya said, Kamakoim Sheha'amina Toira Eid Echad Halach Achar Roiv Deis. Reb Nechemya says, whenever the Torah believes one echad and eight echad, halach acharoiv deis, we're going to follow majority viewpoint. V'asu shtei nashim b'isha achas, they made two women against one woman, kishnei anashim b'isha achas, like two men against one man. So when they two women against one woman, they'll blow the one woman out of the water. It's like two men against one man. But two women against one man, that's like kapalgu pagadam. That's like one witness who's coming after one witness, that the second witness doesn't do anything. Because once one witness is established to allow the woman to remarry, the Eid Echad cannot stand up against it. So basically we have two ways of understanding Rav Nechemya. That when we say we believe two against one, it's not to say two kosher Eidim against one. That's obvious. Ein Dvar Shach Marim Shnayim. It's talking about when you have two psulim, they'll destroy one. When? The first opinion is, even if the first aid is an aid kasher, and the second opinion is, no, only if it's an isha. Says the Gemara, now let's explain the final statement of the Mishnah. Shnayim oimer meis, to say that the husband died. Ve'eid oimer lo meis. And one woman and one aid says, he didn't die. So the halacha is you can even get married l'charchila. That's obvious. Of course, you follow majority opinion. My kamash malan. What's the chiddush that if you have two saying he died and one saying he didn't die, she could get married? So the chiddush of psula edus, the chiddush of nechenya. The chiddush is the two that said the husband died are women. So you would think that if two say he died and one says he didn't die, you can't get married. The Azal Basa Roiv Deva, Deos, you follow the majority opinion. We already learned that. Hainu Hach, it's the exact same thing. It says, Gmar Mal Detema, I might have said, Ki Azlinam Basa Roiv Deos, L'chamra. You know when you follow two psulim over one? That's L'chamra, maybe. That's when one aid says he died and two aidim say he didn't die. If the two aidim are psulim, so we say, let's follow the majority opinion, L'chamra, that she can't get married. Or, if she got married, she has to get divorced. Maybe we only follow majority l'chumra, but here we're going to say, if two aidim say he died, and one aid says he didn't die, we're going to let her get married l'kula? Maybe then we don't follow majority opinion. The chiddush is we follow majority opinion, even l'kula. L'kula, loy kamash malan. Says the Holy Mishnah, let's say you have two co-wives. You have two Noshim Tsarais, Rashi says. And they come in Medina Sayam. And one, Rachel says, my husband died. And Leah says, my husband didn't die. No problem. The one that said her husband died could get married and she could take her ksuba. Chazal believe a woman that her husband died vis-a-vis herself, but not for someone else. Especially the someone else who says, my husband didn't die. V'zu shemer zolemes, the one that says, my husband didn't die, loy tinase, she can't get married, loy tito ksubasa. Achas emer esmeis, achas emer esnerek. Let's say one woman says, you know, my husband died of chicken pox, and the other one says, no, my husband was killed. So they're contradicting each other. You can't, either he died of chicken pox or he got killed. None of them could get married. Neither, they both say the husband died, neither of them could get married. Because we have one aide that says he didn't die of the chicken pox, and the other aide says, no, he didn't get killed. So they contradict each other. But they both could get married because everyone agrees he's not alive. I say he had the chicken pox, and you say he got hit by a meteorite, or he got hit by a bullet. One witness says the husband died, one witness says the husband didn't die. Or, a woman says, my husband died, and another woman says, he didn't die. So basically, you have Eid Echad versus Eid Echad, or woman against woman, so Leitinah say can't get married. Okay, we'll hold it over here, Rabbi Say. Thank you very much. Great to see you. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
Leila tov. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.